This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And this morning, I'd like to count down with you my top three amazing things that have been proven over and over again and accepted by mainstream science to be true. 3. Spooky action at a distance. Einstein coined this term to describe how particles can become entangled and then, even when separated by thousands of miles, respond instantly in kind to any action or measurement performed upon one of them. So if you separate two entangled particles and scientifically poke one particle here in Tennessee, for instance, the other particle, now in, let's say, Russia, will also and immediately register the poke. The reason this is spooky is because it appears to fly in the face of Einstein's special relativity, which famously states that nothing can travel faster than light. And yet something, some sort of empathetic communication travels between entangled particles. How else could one register the poke received by the other? Fortunately, the theory of non-locality popped up to explain that the assumption that something is traveling at all is incorrect. The simultaneous and symbiotic effect happens not due to traveling. Therefore, the speed of light is safe in its supremacy. But due to non-locality, where location, at least as we humans perceive in measurement, on the quantum level, is irrelevant. Which leads us to bilocation. Things exist in only one place, one point in space, and at one specific time, right? Well, apparently not, if you believe Christian or Muslim mystics, or the latest in quantum science. Taking the non-locality we just talked about a little further, just last year, in 2016, an experiment showed that a single photon can exist in two places at once. This dual existence is observable and measurable. That's like you being in two places at once, with Jane saying she talked with you at the water cooler at 2 p.m. and Fred testifying he was with you at the grocery store at the exact same time. You would be in literally two places at once. And so was the photon. So it just may be that either space doesn't exist, or it does, but it's simply all the same place. Zounds, as my Uncle Gilbert used to say, this stuff makes my head hurt. So let's go for the migraine with my top proven and accepted as true thing. What the bleep? So, things can exist in two places at once. And things, at least when entangled, can instantaneously affect each other regardless of distance. Makes you wonder if space per se even exists, doesn't it? I mean, if space doesn't exist, then do events in the world exist outside ourselves? Is it all an illusion? Are we just making this stuff up? Well, the answer to that could be, probably. According to quantum mechanics, particularly Carlo Rovelli's relational interpretation, events and the objects involved need your observation to coalesce from waves, or possibilities, into particles, or physical matter, reality. From there, because you are not a neutral observer, the seemingly external event is further colored by your expectations and beliefs. So, if you're not looking, nothing coalesces, and nothing then exists. There's a particularly apt visual demonstration of this in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, when Marlee Matlin looks out the window and a split moment before she actually sees anything, the world literally falls into place like pixels from the Matrix. Check that out. Or study the famous double slit experiment. And if reality actually does work this way, where our observance outlines our reality and our beliefs color it in, where things have been proven to successfully bilocate, and where what we perceive as physical matter may in fact be something we are all for some reason inventing, then the world really is, to use Einstein's term, a spooky place. This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.